afternoon insights and analysis continue. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Every time there is an Amber Alert, I try to imagine what it would be like to be the person that allegedly abducted a child or has a child inappropriately, whatever it might be, and hear all of the announcements, see the reader boards on the freeways, have television programming interrupted, have KSL sending it out on text messages. Actually, it's not KSL. It's the Amber Alert system that goes through. It really is. I can't imagine for anybody in their right mind how daunting that would be. And you just kind of go, oh, man, am I in trouble? And we all got that last night when an Amber Alert came through. And I first saw it, ironically. Usually I catch it on my phone through the Amber Alert system and KSL. But this time we were watching TV, and it just totally, I mean, it puts everything that we're watching on hold, you know, the whole deal, and up comes the Amber Alert. And I always hope and pray that these things will be done really quick, that somewhere in a rational mind, that when people finally realize that the odds are so dramatically against them that this will be resolved quickly. And when I woke up this morning, I saw that it had not. And I really appreciate Lieutenant Sean Stoker joining us from the Clinton Police Department. Lieutenant, thank you for taking time. Can you give us any kind of an update? Where do we stand? Has anything changed?
The investigation is ongoing, and I very much appreciate your intro. I think that it's always important that we consider that the center of these investigations are the people involved, and I very much appreciate that approach by you. That is clearly the stance that we take and the center of our investigation as well. So regarding the updates, we don't have major updates since the last information that was provided, but we are continuing with our active investigation, not only locally but and through the leads that we're receiving from the Amber Alert, but also out of state, other law enforcement entities, and really any information that we can come by.
Is it still the belief, Lieutenant, that this the biological mother did not have custody, but that she might be heading for Modesto, California? Is that still the belief?
That is, yes. We don't. I think it's important to note that we don't know at this point in time exactly where she is. But the information that we have and all of the consistent information that we have especially indicates an intention to return to California, to the Modesto area. And the one ping that we did get on the cell phone was just outside of the Tooele area, and it's consistent with that direction of travel. So that's the best information we have, but it is very important to note that at this point we don't know where the child is and her mother.
Of the people that have reached out, do you feel that you've had any legitimate sightings or anything that is of interest at this point, or is it still just pretty much playing it by ear?
We have had a couple that we're continuing to push forward with on the leads. We do have some that have been promising and some that have confirmed some of the initial information that we were working off from, but we are still asking for that input from the public. If anyone has any information or any sighting of these individuals of Audrey and Ms. Webb, Ms. Taylor Webb, that they give us a call and give us that information.
When I read this and got more of the details, 3-week-old Audrey Westfall. In our family, we have my one and only brand-new grandson is now just a little over 2 months old. I try to remember what Conrad looked like when he was 3 weeks old, and oh, my goodness, I just, at that point, you know, the care of a child is just so overwhelming, imperative. The child is so tiny and in need of so much attention. And when the statement was made, we feel this baby may be in danger, and I don't want you to feel you have to tell us anything that you shouldn't, but is there something specific that has led police and family to believe this child might be in danger from the biological mother?
So the biological mother, Ms. Webb, has not made direct threats of harm to the child. However, the situation the totality of the situation, especially considering relationships and the situation back in California, as well as the age of the child and some of the known factors, do support that this child is in danger. Whether or not directly at the hands of her mother, she is in danger. One of the qualifications, the requirements for the Amber Alert is, of course, that law enforcement believes that the child is in danger. And so the initial part of that investigation, outside of just figuring out exactly where we were at and what we were looking at with this, was establishing what we were dealing with and how we were moving forward, and whether or not this met the criteria for the Amber Alert. So it did, and that's when the Amber Alert was issued. And since that time, we're grateful for all of the input from the public, and we're asking, and the media as well. We're very pleased with the information that's getting out there. Our primary purpose in all of this is to find Audrey and make sure that she's okay.
Just when you look at the court order itself, which gave the custody to the maternal grandmother and also demanded that this biological mother not be allowed to be alone with the child. It doesn't say that she couldn't be with the child, but can't be alone with the child. Very quickly, just we often are steered because there's just so much you can put on a text message. There's just so much you can put on a highway reader board. Steering people to 511, is that where people get all the specifics and the ins and outs of the investigation?
I don't have exact information necessarily on 511. It's been common overnight and throughout the day today to hear concerns from individuals who attempted to receive that information through the method that was provided, and several people were either not able to get through to 511, or when they did receive the information, weren't able to comprehend what it was that was telling them. So, you know, that has really highlighted the cooperation that we have with media members in getting information out and photos and the pertinent information that we can provide to help find this little girl.
Lieutenant, what would be your preferred method? Should we directly contact the Clinton PD?
Please, if there's any information, the most consistent number that can be called is the Davis County Dispatch non-emergency number. That's our dispatch center, 801-451-4150. And we will make contact and follow up with whatever information is provided.
One more time, Lieutenant, it's 801-451-4150. Lieutenant, again, thank you so much for taking time to join us here at KSL. Let us know how we can be of help.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Sean Stoker with the Clinton Police Department. Okay, we went just a little past the bottom of the hour, but this is such an important issue. And boy, if you know anything, if you can help in any way, contact the Clinton Police Department. We have much more coming your way here on KSL News Radio.